You want some good friendly advice? The next time you get a chance to bark at a tornado, go bark at a pickup. Tornadoes, we discovered, pay exactly zero attention to barking dogs, even your finest top-of-the-line blue ribbon cow dogs. So what happened? You're probably sitting on the edge of your chair, biting your toenails and wondering what became of us two heroic guard dogs. Well, we didn't succeed in stopping the tornado, but our barking did seem to alter its course. It missed headquarters, but I'm sorry to report that it didn't miss us. All at once, it was upon us. This huge swirling thing, this towering column of meanness and violence. All at once, it was upon us. I shouted the order to retreat, but by then, it was too late. All around us, things were lifting off the ground and flying through the air. Dust, sprigs of grass, weeds, straw, and two dogs. Yes, although we tried to make a run for safety, we were swept up into the center of the storm. Have you ever seen Sally Mae catch flies with her vacuum sweeper? Maybe not, but I have. Sometimes she'll find a bunch of noisy flies around her windows, and instead of smashing them, which is fun but creates a mess that has to be cleaned up, she goes for her vacuum sweeper and sucks them down the hose. Pretty clever idea, but the point is that the tornado did pretty much the same thing to me and Drover. All at once, we were airborne, whizzing through the air and seeing a whole bunch of things you'd never expect to see whizzing through the air. Things such as the head and fan of an air motor windmill, three galvanized stock tanks, a 16-foot stock trailer, a boy's bicycle, three utility poles that had gotten broken off like matchsticks, a dozen chickens, several cottonwood trees, and two buzzards. That's correct, two buzzards. They were sitting on a limb of one of the cottonwood trees and, well, here was the conversation that unfolded. It was pretty strange. They were just waking up, don't you see, and Wallace was the first to notice us.
Son! Junior! You'd best wake up, son. I'm a-seeing some strange things in the air.
What?
I said wake up, Junior, because all at once and for no good reason, I'm a-seeing dogs flying around our tree.
Dogs? Is that what you said, Pa?
That's right, son. Two dogs are flying around this tree right this very moment, even as we speak.
Oh, you're just dreaming, Pa. Go back to sleep. Back to sleep.
I ain't dreaming, Junior. There are two dogs swooping around this tree. Now you open your eyes and wake up. Do you hear me?
Darn. I just got to sleep, and now you're waking me up.
Junior lifted his ugly buzzard head off his chest, opened his eyes, and stared at us.
Goodness.
Do you see him, son? Do you see them two dogs right out there in front of our tree? Tell me you do, son, because otherwise I'm having terrible hallucinations.
Goodness. Yes, I see him.
Two dogs? You see him? Oh, praise the Lord, I thought I'd lost my marble. Sure enough.
Yep, two dogs flying around our tree, Pa. Just like you said.
Wallace craned his neck and stared at us for a long time.
Now, Junior, the next question is this. How on earth can two dogs be flying around our tree is the next question.
Well, let me think. Maybe they're bird dogs.
I don't think bird dogs fly, son. Bird dogs hunt birds is what they do, but they don't fly. And them two dogs are flying, sure enough. What do you reckon is going on here?
Well, it beats me, but one of them is our doggy friend.
He waved his wing.
Hi, doggy, and maybe we could ask him.
Good thinking, son. I'll do the talking.
Wallace puffed himself up and gave us a hateful glare.
What are y'all dogs doing a-lurking around our tree in the middle of the night like a couple of I don't know whats? This here's our cottonwood tree, it's our buzzard roost, and y'all have no business being here, but since you are, what are you doing here? And I never knew dogs could fly.
Whilst Drover was dog paddling through the air and trying to figure out how to limp when there was no ground underfoot, whilst he was busy with other matters, I turned my attention to the buzzards. Evening, Junior. Howdy, Wallace.
Don't you howdy Wallace me, Pooch. Just answer the question. What's a-going on around here?
Well, Wallace, it seems that the four of us have gotten involved in a tornado. No response from the buzzards. Hello? Anybody home? Tornado. A powerful storm that can pick up dogs and buzzards and send them flying through the air.
Pooch, if I want a weather report, I'll ask a groundhog. What are you doing around our tree is what I want to know.
I told you, Bird Brain. We've all been swept up in a tornado. Wallace glared at me.
Dog, that is one of the most ignorant things I ever heard. In case you didn't notice, we're roosting in our cottonwood tree.
Yeah, well, your cottonwood tree is flying around in a tornado, and you just happen to be attached to it.
It ain't.
It sure as thunder is, and if you don't believe me... Just then, a milk cow floated past. If you don't believe me, then maybe you'd like to talk about flying milk cows. Wallace's eyes popped open and his beak dropped about 6 inches. Then he shook his head in disgust and turned back to Junior.
Son, you talk to him. I can't understand what that dog's trying to say. Something about a storm somewhere.
I think he said we got swooped up in a tornado storm.
A tornado? You mean a cyclone, a terrible swirling storm?
Yeah, only it's called a tornado, Pa.
It ain't. It's called a cyclone. That's what my daddy called it. That's what my granddaddy called it. And that's what it is, a cyclone.
Well, whatever, Pa, the cyclone or the tornado, we're in the middle of one that pulled up our roosting tree.
The old man's eyes darted from me and back to Junior.
Well, why didn't he just say so?
I think he did, Pa.
No, he never. He was jabbering about, I don't know what all, groundhogs and milk cows, and furthermore...
He whirled back and faced me again.
And furthermore, puppy, I have lived on this earth for a long time, and I've never been swooped up in a cyclone before, never even seen one, and...
Back to Junior.
Son, do you reckon we really are in a cyclone?
Well, I don't see any ground under our tree, do you?
Wallace looked down.
No, I most certainly don't, and son, I told you there was something bad in them clouds and we needed to watch them close.
You did not.
Did too?
Did not, because you fell right off to sleep.
Well, I meant to. It sure crossed my mind, and if I didn't exactly say it, I sure...
He whirled back to me.
All right, dog, maybe you ain't as crazy as I thought.
Gee, thanks, Wallace. Sometimes you say the nicest things.
But don't let it go to your head. The point is, if we're all flying around inside a cyclone, what do we do next?
To be real honest about it, I don't know. This is my first one. I guess we could sing. His eyes widened and his beak twisted into an ugly snarl.
Sing? Why, that's the ignorantest thing you've said since the last ignorant thing you said. Singing never helped anybody survive a cyclone. And besides all that, I don't like music. Never have.
Junior's face broke into a big smile.
Yeah, but I'd just love to sing, Pa.
He turned to me.
We'd just love to sing, doggy.
Wallace grumbled to himself and turned his back on us.
We would not. It'll be a cold, snowy day in Brownsville when I sing with a dog for crying out loud in the middle of a cyclone. I never heard of such an ignorant thing.
Oh, come on, Pa. Don't be such a grouch.
I am a grouch. I'm proud to be a grouch, and I plan to be a grouch for the rest of my life. And anybody who don't like it can go sit on a great big tack is what he can do.
By then, I had come up with a compromise solution. Tell you what, Wallace, the song I have in mind has four parts, so we need your voice. But you don't have to sing pretty. You sing grouchy, and we'll sing pretty. He whirled around.
Now, I might go for a deal like that, but I ain't gonna sing pretty, or even try to sing pretty, because I ain't a dainty little warbler.
He whirled back to Junior.
And neither are you, son, and you'd best remember who you are. We're buzzards, son.
Okay, Pa.
And buzzards ain't warblers or little hummingbirds.
Fine, Pa.
Buzzards is buzzards, and we're proud of our buzzardhood. And buzzards never sang pretty.
Okay, fine, you bet, Pa. Start the song, doggy.
And with that, well, you'll see.